Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
From a distance, we were convinced your shirt looked like camo.
We meaning Mickey.
We well, meaning the
Jay
guy.
Jay Cohen sits down with
the
us
guy from rural Arkansas. Yes.
On 3HL, and yeah, you can adjust there. You good?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm good.
That's a good-looking shirt, bro. That's basically what we've spent the last 5 minutes talking about.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, at least,
and the shot on 7.
At least they look good today. Were you guys out there on 7?
I saw the shot on 7.
We heard you were on 6, so I told him, let's walk out there. We don't go on until 2. It's like 1:15.
Hit that solid.
I said, we'll see it on 7. We'll see him on 7. And then right as we walk up, you're chipping in from 7.
Oh, yeah. So I chipped in on 7
yeah.
and then hit that 4-iron on 8, like 5 feet.
You did. I heard everybody go crazy.
I'm glad you guys weren't walking around when I made a 9 on 18.
We had already left. Here's what you need. You need me and Mickey with you on all the holes tomorrow.
Apparently.
Dude, we're complete good luck. If we're anywhere near you, you were Jack Nicklaus.
You're right, actually. I played pretty well with you guys around.
Yep. Yeah. You're welcome.
So how was your day, bro?
It was really good, you know, and it's weird to say that because... You know, the score says 86, but I feel like I shot pretty well. I mean, I had a lot of fun, believe it or not, other than 3 holes. I made a 9 on 18, so you make a 9er on a hole.
Niner, yeah.
Did I hear a 9er in there?
Yeah,
yes. You did.
Did I catch a 9er in there? Your head's got
so
a
I was,
shell
yeah,
on.
I was 4 over on that one hole, and then I made 2 yeah. doubles on that other on that same side. So 6 over on that, just 3 holes will put a damper on your day, but... Every few holes, I would hit something else, and it was just solid, and it felt good. And at the end of the day, I feel pretty, you know, it is what it is. I didn't expect to come out here and go low. I would have liked to, and I was trying probably too hard to do that.
Yeah.
But it was I got to play with PGA Tour players,
yeah.
Web.com guys, and there's people watching, and I was just, if I told you guys that I didn't have a good time, and I was... You know, mad about this right now, then I shouldn't be here. I feel pretty lucky to be here and raise some money for charity.
So you have performed in front of hundreds of thousands. How is the pressure as far as a performance and standing on the tee box, teeing off when they introduce you and here you go?
On number 10 was where we started today, which is 8:45 in the morning. And that is a 200. I think he told me it was 209 across the water. So for me, that's like I hit 6-iron, and I was nervous. My arms had that feeling of like my mind was telling me to swing it, but my arms wouldn't move. And I just said, just go. And I hit it really well. I hit it close. And I think if you don't have those nerves, the way I still get nerves when I walk on stage because I want to do well for people. It's not so much about me. My mom and dad are walking around and friends of mine were out here, and I want for them to play well. But I have nerves. It's natural. It's only natural.
I wonder if your mom and dad and the people watching, were you more nervous watching him do this than if he was playing a gig tonight at the Bridgestone Arena?
Dad was for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But he did come up. Dad made me feel better on number 6, I guess it was. Is that the par 3 down the hill? He comes up to me and goes, hey, man. Don't feel so bad. He goes, Angel Cabrera is like 7 over. He won the Masters and the U.S. Open. And so for the rest of the day, I'm like, I'm coming for Angel.
Hey, when we got here, we said, where is Jake? And we looked at the leaderboard, and it was his name was the one ahead of yours. And we're like, this is like you could tell people I was on the leaderboard right next to Cabrera.
Yeah, that was before my 9er.
So what was the process for you kind of leading up to playing in this? I mean, did you play every day? Did you go practice by yourself?
You like Rocky chasing a chicken and carrying a telephone pole and stuff?
Well, there's a long process to how this happened. So last year, and Brandt Snedeker, by the way, is one of the classiest, just great guys you'll ever meet. And when he asked me to do this, I was elated, you know, to have the opportunity to come out here and play in a professional golf tournament, because that's really what I wanted to do anyways as a kid. Then it kind of sunk into me afterwards that I committed to something that is going to be really hard. And I don't really play to practice too much. because of touring schedule. So over the last couple weeks, I've been gearing up for my headline tour, which we're playing minor league baseball stadiums. And our first event and tour stop was last week. Should have been in Chattanooga and Augusta, Georgia, but it got canceled due to weather. We rescheduled, I should say that. We rescheduled. So for that whole week leading up to this tournament, it was music rehearsals. So I was sneaking out to the golf course. I would tell the guys in the band, I was like, yeah, yeah, I'll be there about 10 o'clock because I didn't want to say, you guys go ahead and rehearse while I go practice my golf game, right? And so I'd sneak out for a couple hours a day, and I'd hit some balls and hit some putts. And I felt pretty good about it coming in today. I still feel pretty good. I don't know, 86.
Dude, I think an 86 is awesome. I mean, in a tournament, when's the last time you played in a tournament atmosphere?
I play the Pebble Beach tournament each year with Jordan Spieth out at AT&T. But the difference with that is he's so great. I mean, he's the number one player in the world. And so if I'm out of the hole, I just put it in my pocket and go high five some people and sign some autographs. Today, it's like, no. Keep playing because you have to write a 9 on the card. So I don't know.
Keep coming back to that. Yeah. You're not coming back to the chip in at 7.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, you keep bringing up the 9.
I didn't chip that one. Well, like I said, if I didn't told someone a minute ago. So I on number 7. This is what you guys don't know. I bombed a drive there. I was actually out in front of Dawson and Steven, and I'm thinking, well, I'm about 11 over par right now, and I probably should go for this. But I know in the back of my mind, if I look left, I know where my dad's standing. If I look at him, he'll look at me like he did when I was 15 and shake his head.
Shake
like,
you off.
And say, shake it off. Like, it's like the base coach, like saying, no, don't steal, don't steal. And so, but there was me still as the kid that's thinking, all right. Just because dad said don't go for it, I'm going for it. But I looked over and Josh, my caddy, said, I think you should go for it. All the other guys that were from my golf club that were here said, you should go for it. So I smoked this 3-wood really well down there by the green, but it went over and was in the like weeds. So I didn't really have a shot. Hit that in the bunker. Hit the bunker shot. This is where you guys showed up. Hit the bunker shot out of the bunker, and it went over the green. And I'm thinking, if I do not make par on this hole after being in the middle of the fairway, that's all he's going to talk about.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
And so the last thought in my head was, and my little buddy Nate was behind the green. It's the first time I'd seen him all day. And I'm thinking, okay, Nate's back here. I need to hit a good shot. And my dad, if I don't make this par, he's going to give me hell for the rest of the day. And then I hold it. So sometimes you just got to put yourself on the spot. You know what I mean?
Go for it.
I'm not going to lie. We actually walked up when you were in the bunker. We saw that.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you're welcome to go hit it if you want to.
So what's the plan for tomorrow? What are you going to do to get ready?
Nothing. I'm going to go drink a beer here in a second.
Yeah.
And I think tomorrow I'm going to play really well because I don't care as much as I cared today. I really did care a lot today. I really, as much as I'm going to sit here and tell you, I didn't expect to come out and shoot low, I really practiced over the last couple of weeks putting and chipping and thought, I could go out there and shoot 74 or 5 and be pretty well. So tomorrow is just going to be about coming out here and having fun and enjoying the fact that I'm able to play golf on a Friday, and then I get to go back to a real job after this. I'm not playing for, I'm not playing for livelihood.
Your real job doesn't suck either.
Yeah.
Dude, I love the idea that the minor league stadium
that's
idea.
A great
that
gig.
Is really, really cool.
Thanks. We're really fortunate to be, after all these years, be out there doing that. And my mom and dad, as I said, they're sitting there walking around and watching me today and know just as well as I do that we never saw this in my life ever. So when you look at the grand scheme of things, I'm able to play music for a living. I'm able to raise a lot of money for charitable causes. And I get to come out and play golf with the greatest golfers in the world. And at the end of the day, 86 or not, I wouldn't trade that for anything. I wouldn't trade the opportunities that I have in life for what I got to do today.
Well, you're a good dude, Jake. Yep. And I know Brant appreciates it, I'm sure. And the Snedeker Foundation, man, Brant and Mandy do tremendous work.
Don't think Brant's not going to give me hell, though, for shooting 86.
He might point out the niner, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
All right, you just tell him, hey, I never let the wheels come off, baby. I just put the lug nuts back tight and kept on rolling.
That's right.
65 tomorrow. How about that?
I'll try for that on the front nine.
Just turn it around from 86 to 68.
Yeah.
Same two numbers, transpose
them. Well, yesterday when I left here, the guys in the web.com trailer said, you really have to, Steph Curry shot 74-74 last year, and that's all I've been thinking about. So, Steph Curry's like good at everything. So tomorrow I'm going to have to try to get for that 74.
Well, if we need to come follow you around, we will.
We'll please, do it. Jake Owen.
Please do.
Good luck,
see you guys.
All right. Thank you, bro. Jake Owen, at Jake Owen on Twitter. We'll be right back. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.